Epic day, everybody. Epic day. Welcome to another episode of Epic Living with Jay. I hope you guys are having an awesome and amazing day. And I hope this finds you in the best of health as well. So, this is part two, a continuation. Along came change. So, I have came up in a way and been taught in a way that certain things weren't, you know, privy to me because of some things that I went through. And when you are taught different things, you definitely want to make sure that the one thing that stays constant above all is the relationship between you and God. You got to keep that line of communication open, much like a relationship with a loved one, with your girlfriend, with your, well, with your woman friend. I'm a man. Or with your wife, your husband. Always keep that line of communication open. Marriage is a lot of times modeled after the relationship with God. So, had some things happen that caused me to get into this way of cutting myself off from pretty much living life. Now, a lot of people look at living life as how intoxicated can I get? How high can I get? I don't see it that way. Living life is living in all that God has for you. Joy, peace, unconditional love, and being also in a place or striving to get into a place where you can reciprocate that very same thing. But in order for you to do that, you have to be plugged in. You have to stay plugged in to the source. So, I have been in a relationship that turned left very quickly with my child's mother. And the Lord has helped me in so many phenomenal ways to forgive. And I'm grateful. I actually do a podcast on that. Forgiveness, because forgiveness is huge. It's a weapon of love. So I got to a point where I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I'm just gonna cut myself off from the whole relationship thing. Even blocking in my mind to even feel for someone else on a closer level. God had other plans. I had a vision years ago. And if you know the true and living God, he gives you what you can handle. He doesn't give you more than what you can bear. And a lot of times we take on more than we can bear. Then we want to point fingers at him, but it's not his fault. So, I arrived to this point where I connected with a friend where I was in constant connection with anyway. And God started to do something that I didn't expect. And a certain aspect of the vision became clear and this is where I met this person, and the push, the desire to get closer to God just ignited all the more bigger. And I just wanted God to be everything, because when God becomes, when the Lord becomes everything, Yahweh becomes everything, then you become something. Your life becomes something of significance, and it can help change other lives. So I felt I can't possibly be the man, husband, whatever, dad that is good and effective, impactful, without my source. And this person, me and this person, and the unveiling of a certain aspect of the vision just made me want to just dig deeper into him. At times, didn't he want to ask for anything, just thank him. And when he unveiled this certain aspect of the vision, my first response was, I don't want to mess it up, with tears flowing out my eyes. In the most calmest and most confident voice I have ever heard, he responds back to my heart and says, you won't. And I'm like, man, wow. So stay tuned for part three of Along Came Change on the Epic Living with Jay podcast. Look forward to it. Talk to you. Peace.